It is something that the government can but chooses not to step in and curtail. We have seen in other tourist hot destinations around the world where people, where the governments there had been forced by the community to step in and to act and do something about it. But that will never happen until the community starting to rise and organise and agitate. We see now, and I'd like to applaud the community groups around in Gaeltacht, and if we look at the reports that we've seen now in the media, in the mainstream media over the last couple of days from areas like Connemara, where they've been active in terms of calling out the government on this, calling out those that have more interest in making profit instead of building communities and interest in nothing more but filling their own pockets instead of preserving our very beautiful, progressive and important language that has existed on this island for maybe 3,000-4,000 and plus years.
Do you think that similar moves should be taken in the likes of Donegal by local activists there in terms of putting up signs and highlighting the issue further? Or do you think we're kind of past that now and that perhaps maybe the government should take action once and for all?
Well, I don't think that the government, that are TDs locally here in Donegal, will take any action until they're forced into it. We have a very active and very, very progressive Irish language rights organisation and our community who are very, very, like I said, very active, and they will take the steps that they feel that is necessary. But for me as a public representative, for me, whatever actions that is taken, I will be supporting it. And even if it comes to the point where they believe that direct action is the way forward, we've seen in other communities right across Europe where communities have been left with no other option but to take direct action.